some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller. Hey everybody, welcome back to Rated G Radio. This is your Tuesday show. We're going to have psychic Lisa Pini join the line in just a couple of moments, but as we always do, we'll do a quick rundown of what's happened so far this week. It's been an exciting week already, and where we're going for the rest of the week, so you can set your reminders on your alarm clocks right now. Last night, we had author Robin Raven on the line, and what an interesting story she tells about her time and travels to become the author that she is today. That is definitely something you want to check out. Tomorrow we have independent film producer Carrie Droll. She will be talking about her involvement in indie movies, TV, and just Hollywood in general, specifically Child of the 70s Season 4, which premieres on Monday, February 29th. On Thursday's Rated LGBT Radio, we've got Rob Watson as my co-host. We'll be welcoming Child of the 70s creator, star, producer. He wears a lot of hats. Mr. Michael Vaccaro in segment one. He's going to tell us some secrets about what's coming up in season four of Child of the 70s. You can watch it right now on YouTube. It's free. Child of the 70s. And then director and writer Craig Campobasso, he's directing a new film called Please Don't Eat the Pansies. He'll be on in segment two. And then on Friday, we've got another doubleheader, but it's a two-hour show, Friday at 7 p.m. with Frank Yano and Black Valentine. They are a rock and roll band like no other. We're going to be talking to Frank about their new music they keep cranking out. That'll be hour one. And then in hour two, we're going to be joined by a new presenter by the name of DJ Shry. I hope I'm saying that right. Every time I do this, Tony in New Jersey says, "You're saying it wrong, Garrett. I think it's Shry." So he's giving us some remixes and music that he's put together for hour number two. It's electronic dance music. You will love it if you love that type of music. Now, without further ado, I always want to say welcome back to the show, Lisa Pini. Lisa, how are you, my dear?
Hi, Garrett. I'm great. How are you tonight?
I'm so excited to have you back for the first time in 2016. It's been far too long.
Oh, I agree. A little setback last month, but we're all doing good now.
Yay, I love to hear that. So before we get started, do you want to give the listeners any kind of either predictions for the year or exciting things that are going on or workshops you're going to be doing, any fun stuff like that, or do you want to talk about that later?
Well, I kind of took a little turn, a little curve here, a new path, and I've really studied about dream interpretation for the last several years, and I feel like I've got it down pretty well. So in addition to the hat of psychic medium and minister, I'm adding dream interpreter to my resume. So I'm really excited about that.
That is fun. What goes into making a good dream interpreter?
Well, you really have to be able to know how to sort out all kinds of different things. You have to check and see if somebody's on medication, what they ate or drank before they went to bed. Are they under a lot of stress? So you take those factors, and if none of the above apply and they're just sleeping, and then they tell me what happens during the dream, you know, I ask them to write it down or give me as much detail as they can, then I just sort it out for them, and we just figure out if there's some type of message that they're not quite understanding, if there's something for them to look forward to. A lot of times our dreams are our own prophecies about the future, and we can just unlock that and then just see what's going to happen. So it takes a little while, but it's a lot of fun, and people go, "Oh, my God, I didn't realize that." But sometimes it's like it's a bust. There's nothing there.
Well, it's probably like with anything. You can be successful. You can have a great batting average of, 350 or something like that, and people want to sign you up to the Baseball Hall of Fame, but, that still means that you're missing 60% of them. So I think your track record is really, really good.
My track record is actually pretty good. So I love this new life that I started in 2016. And predictions for Hollywood, oh, my goodness. I think that there's going to be a couple of very young rising stars that are going to come out of nowhere, almost like a Slumdog Millionaire type thing. I also see a major divorce happening, probably with Kim Kardashian. So we'll see what happens there. But yeah, that's probably, a lot of people are probably saying that's a no-brainer, but I just think with things of late, I just think that Kim is going to move on with her life, and, you know, good for her. Good for her.
Wow. So, well, you heard it here first, there. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and I will tell you that I was one of the psychics, and I do have proof of this. I predicted who was going to win the Super Bowl, and they did win.
You posted it on Facebook as well, and you posted from, you know, like weeks ago, and then you're like, see, I told you.
Yep. So I'm still waiting for my cut from everybody.
Okay, everybody.
But,
Lisa's address is 555 Main Street, you know, St. Louis, Missouri, right?
Anytown, USA.
Anytown, USA. That's right. So, okay, I want to ask you about the dream interpretation. We've got a bunch of people that have called in, and I promise we're going to get to you. And if you are in the chat room here on Blog Talk Radio, you can certainly ask a question there. Or if you want to ping me on Facebook, you can ask a question there as well. But when you are doing the dream interpretation, you said one of the things I want to do is ask about medications or what kind of foods they eat. How do medications or foods impact how people dream?
A lot of medications have side effects, and a lot, there's, you know, the people are on mood stabilizers, things to help them go to sleep. The first thing is there's seven different levels of sleep. And you kind of have to be in the right one. And people will say to me, I never dream. Everybody dreams. It's whether or not you recall it upon wakening. But different spicy foods, you overeat, you have some binge drinking going on, you're going to get your wild dreams. You're going to get like the lions coming after you. You're running down the street, and then all of a sudden you see a rainbow, and it's just a whole different eclectic thing where it's not really a story. A true dream is going to tell you a story. I got up. I got in my car. I went for a drive. I went to the store. I ran into somebody I know. I came back home. So a true dream is going to kind of tell you a story, and that's how you can separate it. So I still take the dream anyway, regardless of whether I'm medication or not, just to see if maybe there is a little something in there. But if somebody's out on a drinking binge and an eating binge and they go to bed, chances are it's what we call a variety dream, where it can mean just about anything in the world or nothing at all.
Hmm. Well, I'm going to stop eating my bowls of jalapenos before I go to bed then.
A normal snack, like if somebody has a bowl of Cheerios before they go to bed, a piece of toast, a glass of milk and an orange, that's a normal thing. A bowl of jalapenos, yeah, no, that's not going to quite cut it.
Okay.
Ouch.
Well, okay, so much for the jalapenos. Okay, because I do have wild dreams. But, you know, it is funny because, you know, there are those dreams that you have that are very much like a story. And I'm always curious about, why am I dreaming about these people that I haven't seen for years and in this particular situation and doing whatever, and then it's trying to figure out what in the heck that actually means.
Right. A lot of times people, and I've heard other people that dream interpret too, they all seem to believe that when you dream about somebody, they're thinking about you, or you come across their mind. I haven't found a whole lot of proof in that yet, but I don't discount it. Don't discount that either. A lot of times we'll dream about people that are on the other side, and those are actual visits from people on the other side.
Well, how do I get my grandma and grandpa to come visit me more often then? Because I don't think I've ever had a dream about them that I remember. And I like them a lot.
Invite them to come in. You can do some things to prepare yourself for dreamland at night. A lavender scent. Clean sheets is a really good thing. You know, just kind of sit down, clean sheets, a little lavender scent, and then just say, Grandma and Grandpa, I really want to visit you tonight. Please come see me in my dreams. I promise I won't be afraid. Sometimes people are afraid. They think that they're going to get spooked out or something. But they're never, ever going to spook you out or scare you. That's never their intention. So you invite them to come into your dreams.
Very cool. Well, I'll have to make a list of the people that I want to. Do you ever make a list of the people that you don't want to see? So you're like, you stay out of my dreams.
I just tell them, don't bother me. I just
okay.
flat out tell them, don't bother me. Yeah.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah. I still wait for my mom and dad. I've invited them several times. I've had a few dreams about my parents, but not many. So sometimes when people don't come to you in their dreams, maybe there's really nothing that you need to know. Maybe there's nothing that they need to tell you. So just don't take it personally, like they're ignoring you. Sometimes you just don't need to know what's up.
Well, I like that. It's like if they're not coming to you, you're fine. You know, just, you know, move along. Kind of go have another dream.
Exactly. Go dream about something else. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Cool. Right on. Well, I'll sit and talk to you all day, but we got a ton of people that have called in today that would love to chat with you. And I, you know, in usual form, I usually say, okay, you know, Lisa, you got to get these cranked out and do, you know, one question only. But if you want to take a little bit of time with the callers tonight, you're certainly welcome to do so. It's, of course, totally up to you. Our first caller tonight is going to be Rose. And Rose, you
hello,
are now live
hello.
With Lisa. Go ahead, please.
Hi.
Hi, Rose.
Hi, Lisa. My question is, do you see someone from my past reconnecting with me, or am I going to be meeting someone new?
Well, I'm actually doing dream interpretation tonight, so I would invite you to go on my Facebook page at Lisa Pini Life Coach, and then we can set up a reading for you that way.
Oh, okay. I read that you were going to do regular readings, so I guess. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Hello?
Sorry, Lisa, I'm sitting here talking, and I had myself on mute. I put myself on mute when you talking to the caller, sorry. So this is really going to be our dream interpretation night, folks. So if you have a question that you'd like to ask Lisa about one of your dreams recently, we'll ask you to, you know, keep pressing one on your keypad so we can have Lisa answer that for you. So think back to, you know, the last couple of days and see what we can do here for you. And actually, I'm going to take a real quick break. I'm going to play a commercial for you real quick from our friends at It Matters Radio, and I'll be right back, okay? Hang tight, everybody.
Welcome to our discussion of It Matters Radio. Our guest today is Angus McWilliams.
Hey, laddie, let's get on with this thing. I'm on my way to a birthday party for Nessie.
You're throwing a birthday party for the Loch Ness Monster?
Well, first of all, it's not a monster. And second of all, I'm talking about niece Nessie. She's a wee bit of a lovely lass.
I see. Well, okay. Angus, can you give us your thoughts on It Matters Radio?
Aye, wonderful people. They had me on a while back to talk about my book.
Your what?
My book. I wrote a book about the adventures in Scotland.
Oh, I see. A book.
That's what I just said. What are you, duff man?
It Matters Radio focuses on discovering new talent and bringing important indie artists on the air. Monica, Kenneth, and Carrie offer up meaningful conversation on new music, books, and fun topics. It's unlike any other radio program known to man and woman alike.
You can say that again.
Known to man and woman alike.
Just because I said you can say it again doesn't mean you have to say it again.
I'm just doing my best to show everyone that It Matters Radio basically brings variety, fun, and entertainment with a sincere desire to discover new topics and talent.
Well, why didn't you just say that?
I just did.
Hey, laddie, remind me when I can listen.
It Matters Radio is on every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific.
You Americans with your different time zones. We only have one time zone in Scotland.
And that would be?
That would be the time to down a pint or two of ale.
It Matters Radio, for the best in conversation, music, books, and entertainment. Join us Thursday evenings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. Discover the depth, diversity, meaningfulness, caring, guest-focused, friendly, enjoyable atmosphere of It Matters Radio with Ken, Monica, and Carrie.
That's a mouthful if I ever heard one.
Yes, and I'm going to go brush my teeth now. It Matters Radio.
There we go. We're back from a little quick break from our friends at It Matters Radio. They actually do their show live on Sundays at 3 p.m. Pacific time now. So if you want to tune in and hear some interesting programming from Monica and Ken. You can certainly do that. They talk books and they talk music, so that will be it. So we've got our psychic Lisa Pini on the line. We're talking dream interpretation tonight. So if you've got a dream that you would like to ask Lisa about, then call in tonight or ping me on Facebook. 323-657-1493 is the hotline. And our next caller is Lori. Lori, you are now live with Lisa. Go ahead, please.
Hi.
Hi, Lori.
Well, I had this strange dream a while back. It didn't even feel like a dream. I didn't even realize, I was dreaming, and I was in my bathroom, and I looked in the mirror, and there was this Asian woman looking back at me, like it wasn't me in the mirror. And, and she had, just a grim face, and then other people started appearing in the mirror. And they all
was it displeasing to you? Did it scare you or anything?
Yeah, it was really disconcerting to not, to see a different face in the mirror, not see my own face, not see my own reflection.
And how old was that woman that was staring back at you?
Probably around my age, I guess. Probably the same. 56. Maybe she was
Yeah, it sounds to me like this could be a past life staring back at you. And I'm a firm believer in reincarnation. I believe that we don't just get one chance. And we experience, different ethnicities and everything along the way. So what I'm thinking that you're seeing was a glimpse into your own past as to who you were at one point in time. And it can be kind of frightening, because you're like, well, who is that? What do they want with me? Is this something bad that's going to happen in the future? And I don't think that that was the case at all. I think that you are just very fortunate enough to get a glimpse into your past, and not many people can get that.
And then other people started showing up in the mirror, too.
And were they all Asian, or were they, different ethnicities?
No, different. There was different sexes. There was a guy, a young kind of guy, just standing there. And then there was the only one that had a smile on his face was a little kid, a little girl. And then there were some other people, too, but those were the main characters.
But everybody kind of had a grim look on their face except for that little child.
Correct, yeah.
I really think that you may have seen everybody who you were in previous lives. So, there was probably men, women, black, Asian. You probably have, the whole spectrum here. And at one point in time, you probably died when you were a child. I'm telling you, you're really lucky, Lori. You really got a glimpse at some of who you used to be in previous lives. So if you have that dream again, I know that this is hard to do, but just try to look harder and see if you recognize anything about any of them. And you might have that dream again, but it's nothing to be afraid of.
Can I ask you about one more dream?
Yeah, sure. Go right ahead.
Well, last night I had a dream where I was murdered. I couldn't get away from these people, and they murdered a bunch of people.
Did you eat anything strange before you went to bed?
I don't recall.
Are you on Ambien or any type of medication to help you sleep?
No.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. For that, that's a very scary dream, but it's actually quite the opposite. So when you're dreaming of, death and murders and stuff like that, it actually means that you're going to have a release from worry. So whatever is going on in your life right now that kind of has you very worried, very uptight. It's going to come to an end, but and it might come to an end abruptly. So it's like all of a sudden, bam, it's over with. So there might be a negative thing that happens, but then all of a sudden, it's great. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it'll open up. It'll definitely open up and be more positive. So I wouldn't worry too much about that dream last night because actually that sounds like a good dream.
And,
thank God,
and
right?
Can I ask you this other one, real strange one I had?
Yeah, and then I'll have to do that.
Okay. Well, at my front door, I looked out my front door and there was in the through the little window that's in there, and then there was like these big, long, hairy legs, like fur legs. And it was really frightening. So then I ran upstairs and looked out, and there was this, like, really tall, furry, like, alien.
Okay. Hair, that type of hair means that you're going to avoid an embarrassment. So it's going to be really important for you to watch what you say, think before you speak. And this way you'll avoid being embarrassed in public or in front of people, you know, to the point where you're just like, oh, my God. But that's what that type of hair means in a dream.
Hmm.
Okay, so you're not having far-fetched dreams. That first one was awesome. And your other two are actually quite normal. So kind of avoid, you know, avoid embarrassment and then watch for a breakthrough.
Okay. Thanks.
All right.
Laura, you're okay.
Have a good night.
You're going to have a good night. Thanks, Laura, for your call. I appreciate you calling in.
Thanks
for the great dream.
Thank
you. There we go. So we've got another anonymous caller. I think that is coming in from Skype or something like that. If you would like to ask a question, you have to press 1 on your keypad to indicate that you want us to answer. Otherwise, we're just answering phone lines that people are calling in to, you know, just listen on, which is totally okay. But I think if you would like to call in and ask about a dream, now is the time to do it. We're at 323-657-1493. That is the hotline. We are live right now taking your calls. If you'd like to ask a question on the Blog Talk chat room, that's cool, or also on Facebook, because I've got that open as well. You can just ping me there. So, Lisa, while we're waiting for some other callers to come in, do you have other – well, can I ask you about a dream, you know, like a theme of dreams that I've had recently?
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, so now I'm glad we're talking here today. So everybody else just pretend like I'm not asking this question. So I've had multiple dreams like in the last, probably like 2 or 3 months where I am either visiting workplaces that I have not been at physically for a long time and people who I've also not interacted with for a long time, but indirectly, like by, you know, a long reach. We are still connected through activities dealing with my day job stuff, okay? But people that I haven't talked to or emailed or anything like that for ages. And it's kind of like the same theme on each of the dreams where I'm seeing people, that I haven't really interacted with. I see them. We don't really have – there's not any kind of conflict or anything like that, but it's just more like, oh, that person's not available. Or if I see them and, you know, say hello to them – I try to go back and say hello to them again or to resolve, you know, something that I have going on, and they're not available or they're completely out of the office and things like that. And, you know, it's been fascinating to me on a lot of levels because I've had dreams that have taken place in what I thought was like daylight. I've had dreams that have taken place at night. I've had dreams that have taken place here in California, back in Arizona, things like that. And I'd be like, this is just really kind of weird. So with that crazy theme of dreams, because it's, you know, for me, it's a recurring type of activity, not just, okay, I ate my bowl of jalapenos tonight. Let's go have that weird dream. What does that type of stuff mean for someone like me?
Well, actually, it means that something that you think might be out of reach is actually within your reach.
What if I don't want it to be in my reach? I want it to go away.
if you want it to go away, then you have to will it to go away.
Okay.
So, you know, you and I are all about manifestation and willing
yeah.
and stuff like that. So if you want it to go away, it's important for you to will it away. But I do know a little bit about your personal life, you know, with, you know, Blonde Jesus and, you know, book writing and
stuff
like that. Fun stuff, absolutely. So it could actually belong, those dreams could belong to that, where you might think, okay, I've got another hurdle. You know, there's another hurdle, but it doesn't mean that these things are out of reach. These things are all within reach. You just got to get over a couple little hurdles in order to get there. So
well,
it's actually
like
an okay dream.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
okay.
Now, the day and night thing, that has no meaning, really, if it happens during the day or at night. So timing, the time of the dream has nothing to do with anything, really.
Okay, you know, and then, yeah, so there's nothing, and the odd thing was, there, in all of these, there hasn't been anything that's been like this, you know, this is happening or that is happening. It was just, you know, it's really about, you know, these people that are just, you know, in the extreme periphery and not, you know, dealing with them again. Anyhow, so that was just kind of, it was just kind of odd. Anyway, we've got celebrity psychic Lisa Pini on the line with us tonight. She's talking about dream interpretation. If you would like to call in and talk about dream interpretation, we've got a little bit of time left in the show. You can call in now at 323-657-1493. Lisa, while we're waiting for other callers, do you have other things that you'd like to tell us about that, you know, that you help people with when you schedule private appointments?
Well, I'm, like I said earlier, I'm a little bit of a jack of all trades. So I am a medium. That seems to be what people most want to talk about these days, you know, with people on the other side. I read cards. I read a crystal ball. I am a minister. I perform weddings. And then I do the dream interpretation also. So I do a whole lot of different things. I kind of cover the whole gamut.
How did you get started doing all of that? It's been a while since we've talked about your origins of getting your feet wet in the creative spiritual world here.
Well, I'm actually a fourth generation psychic on my mom and my dad's side of the family. So it wasn't anything very new to me. It was just learning how to deal with it because it happened at such a young age. And it was dreaming. It was actually a dream that kind of opened up the whole can of worms there when I was 8 years old. And then I just found interest in other things like dream interpretation and, you know, being a minister to married people, which I love doing. I really don't know. Something interests me, and then I just kind of go after it. I just kind of seek it out. But when you've got both sides of your family that have psychic abilities, wow, that's a lot of energy in one room.
Do you have fun family reunions when you guys get together? Do you kind of try to read each other's minds, or how does that work?
No, we're all off that day.
Do you have to actually have that conversation and say, okay, everybody, we're just turning it off?
Yep, we're just turning it off. You know, nobody ask anybody anything. Everybody leave each other alone. And it's kind of like when a company, it's like a company picnic. No business today. Everything is just fun, no business. So when we have family reunions, it's no business. Everybody just have fun.
I like that. I think that's a great policy to have. Well, Lisa, remind everybody where we can find your services again, and then I think we'll just kind of wrap up today, because if people would like to schedule an appointment, they can do that at,
sure.
at Facebook and all that good stuff.
Right. So I'm on Facebook at Lisa Pini, Life Coach. They can reach me at blackcatpsychic@aol.com. Or they can text me. I have a text-only number at 315-796-6014.
Cool. Everybody, it has been our pleasure to have Lisa Pini talk to us today. New topic for us to cover with dream interpretation with her. Go and like her Facebook page. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with her, please do so. Just click the Facebook page, fill out your information on a, you know, message her, and she'll get back in touch with you and do that. We'll be back tomorrow night with Carrie Droll. She's an independent film producer. We'll be talking about Child of the 70s Season 4. And with that, my friends, please don't drive distracted, and I thank you for being here on Rated G Radio.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.